Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Friday, November 27th, and I'm reading from the Contemporary English Version. We're picking up in the book of Acts, chapter 22, where Paul is beginning to speak in Aramaic to the crowd. My friends and leaders of our nation, listen as I explain what happened. When the crowd heard Paul speak to them in Aramaic, they became even quieter. Then Paul said, I am a Jew, born and raised in the city of Tarsus in Cilicia. I was a student of Gamaliel, and I was taught to follow every single law of our ancestors. In fact, I was just as eager to obey God as any of you are today. I made trouble for everyone who followed the Lord's way, and I even had some of them killed. I had others arrested and put in jail. I didn't care if they were men or women. The high priest and all the council members can tell you that this is true. They even gave me letters to the Jewish leaders in Damascus, so that I could arrest people there and bring them to Jerusalem to be punished. One day about noon, I was getting close to Damascus when a bright light from heaven suddenly flashed around me. I fell to the ground and heard a voice asking, Saul, Saul, why are you so cruel to me? Who are you? I answered. The Lord replied, I am Jesus from Nazareth. I am the one you are so cruel to. The men who were traveling with me saw the light, but did not hear the voice. I asked, Lord, what do you want me to do? Then he told me, get up and go to Damascus. When you get there, you will be told what to do. The light had been so bright that I couldn't see, and the other men had to lead me by the hand to Damascus. In that city there was a man named Ananias, who faithfully obeyed the law of Moses and was well liked by all the Jewish people living there. He came to me and said, Saul, my friend, you can now see again. At once I could see. Then Ananias told me, the God that our ancestors worshipped has chosen you to know what he wants done. He has chosen you to see the one who obeys God and to hear his voice. You must tell everyone what you have seen and heard. What are you waiting for? Get up. Be baptized and wash away your sins by praying to the Lord. After this, I returned to Jerusalem and went to the temple to pray. There I had a vision of the Lord who said to me, hurry and leave Jerusalem. The people won't listen to what you say about me. I replied, Lord, they know that in many of our meeting places, I arrested and beat people who have faith in you. Stephen was killed because he spoke for you, and I stood there and cheered them on. I even guarded the clothes of the men who murdered him. But the Lord told me to go, and he promised to send me far away to the Gentiles. Okay, we're going to leave that as a little cliffhanger in the book of Acts and move over to the book of Psalms. Today we will read Psalm 8. And Psalm 11. Psalm 8, a psalm by David for the music leader. Our Lord and ruler, your name is wonderful everywhere on earth. You let your glory be seen in the heavens above. With praises from children and from tiny infants, you have built a fortress. It makes your enemies silent, and all who turn against you are left speechless. I often think of the heavens your hands have made, and of the moon and stars you put in place. Then I ask, why do you care about us humans? Why are you concerned for us weaklings? You made us a little lower than you yourself, and you have crowned us with glory and honor. You let us rule everything your hands have made, and you put all of it under our power. The sheep and the cattle and every wild animal, the birds in the sky, the fish in the sea, and all ocean creatures. Our Lord and ruler, your name is wonderful everywhere on earth. And then from Psalm 11, a psalm by David for the music leader. The Lord is my fortress. Don't say to me, escape like a bird to the mountains. You tell me, watch out. Those evil people have put their arrows in their bows, and they are standing in the shadows, aiming at good people. What can an honest person do when everything crumbles? The Lord is sitting in his sacred temple, on his throne in heaven. He knows everything we do because he sees us all. The Lord tests honest people, but despises those who are cruel and love violence. He will send fiery coals and flaming sulfur down on the wicked, and they will drink nothing but a scorching wind. The Lord always does right and wants justice done. Everyone who does right will see his face. And now we read from Isaiah chapter 15. This is a prophecy against Moab. This is a message about Moab. The towns of Ar and Kir were destroyed in a night. Moab is left in ruins. Everyone in Dibon has gone up to the temple and the shrines to cry and weep. All of Moab is crying. Heads and beards are shaved because of what happened at Nebo and Medeba. In the towns and at home, everyone wears sackcloth and cries loud and long. From Heshbon and Elealeh, weeping is heard in Jahaz. Moab's warriors scream while trembling with fear. I pity Moab. Its people are running to Zoar and to Eglath Shelishiah. They cry on their way up to the town of Luhith. On the road to Horonaim, they tell of disasters. The streams of Nimrim and the grasslands have dried up. Every plant is parched. The people of Moab are leaving, crossing over Willow Creek, taking everything they own and have worked for. In the towns of Eglaim and of Bearalim and everywhere else in Moab, mournful cries are heard. The streams near Dimon are flowing with blood, but the Lord will bring even worse trouble to Dimon, because all in Moab who escape will be attacked by lions. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. And on this Thanksgiving weekend, we continue to remember the blessings that God has bestowed on us. As we close today, I would love for us to pray together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, and deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.